return to the people who got blown up in a room, let's honestly just start off by making some resistance rolls, because I assume you want to do that.
Because we're the resistance. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's yes,
no,
exactly.
No, just accept it. Just acknowledge
take the,
that explosions
the level
happened
three
and...
harm blasted. You want to take blasted. The level three harm?
Yeah, I'm not here. Blasted. I don't have to take yeah. anything.
No, you
no,
can
I'm
give
giving,
harm to.
I'm giving to Tiffany level three blasted yeah. as well now. No, no. So go ahead and make. I believe this is a sun. Yes, this is a sun. Violence and fear.
It's Mugen.
Yes, it's your sun.
No, violence and fear.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All right. All right. Argos is going to take one stress.
Just a regular...
No. Song. Wait, when did I have this much stress? When did that happen?
And Anya takes two stress.
Sounds about right.
Cool. So you're both at like, what is that? Seven out
eight.
Of eight.
Yeah, seven out. I know.
Because we removed the first one, right?
Mm-hmm. No, so I pre-failed the first one. So
yes.
I have two stress.
As long
to
as
work
you
with.
Added the right amount. Okay, you have two stress to work with. Great. Maybe not so great. However, you're both going to instead take the level three, or take the level one harm.
Exploded.
Exploded. No, gosh, what is the word I'm looking for?
We have blasted.
Disoriented.
I think disoriented makes sense, yeah. So each of you take the level one harm disoriented. We're reducing it down two levels. So okay. So level two harm would go away, level one harm would go away. Level three harm just goes to level two, level one harm.
Okay, so disoriented?
Yeah, and just, I guess, the difference, in case anyone is unfamiliar with the game, level one harm means you get less effect on every roll. Level two harm means you get a minus one D on every roll. Level three harm means you literally have to, you can't do anything unless you spend stress and you need help. Mm-hmm. Like you are essentially out of combat. You gotta get help. So level one, much better than level three. Still not great though. I'm gonna ask each of you in your private chats to me without discussion. Between Leloyd, Frin, and Archibald, choose one person to protect.
I mean...
No discussion. Littered. No discussion.
I don't really have a choice.
I would like to bring up... I take it there is not time for them to have transcended and use their armor?
They could transcend and use their armor, yes. Are you both transcending?
I was wondering about that, but I was gonna... Answer your question first.
Yeah, think about that, and then...
That would mean no effect, right?
Yeah, I was considering that, because then I could spend my armor and get rid of the harm, which would be nice.
I think it would be that you just wouldn't have gained stress. You would use your armor to resist the similarly that you spent stress to.
Mine explosion. I messaged you. Yeah. Mine's pretty mm-hmm. obvious.
I.
Lou?
Okay, so it's Leloyd, Archie.
And Frin.
Who's the third? And Frin, right. Frin, who I have not really met until. Okay, hold on. No. Yeah, whatever. Let's go. I have a split second, I guess, so.
Okay. Rally's still deciding.
I told it's the same. It's the first one I said.
Okay. All right. I'm going to roll 3d6. The first one is Lloyd. The second one is Frin. And the third one is Archibald. Now, depending on both their role and who you picked, we're going to see who actually made it out of this explosion.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
All right. All right.
Okay, never mind. Just keep going. It's fine. Yeah.
You have me concerned, Lou. You have me very concerned.
So, silly. Leloyd rolled a 4, which means Leloyd would survive even without help. Frin rolled a 3, which means unless someone protected Frin, Frin would not make it out. And Archibald rolled a 5, which means Archibald would also make it out. No one makes it out unscathed or like they're all bad by default. Now, Anya protected Frin. So Frin goes from a failure to a mixed success.
Ugh.
And Argos protected Archibald. So Archibald goes from a mixed success to a full success. So that means Leloyd would take the equivalent of a level 3 harm, as in not level 4 harm. Level 4 harm is dead, just so you're aware. If anyone had failed and not gotten a help, that would have been level 4 harm. And we'll get to the consequences of this in a second. Leloyd, out cold, but still alive. Frin, out cold, but still alive and being protected by Anya. And Archibald, still conscious and being protected by Argus. As the dust settles, are you both transcended?
No.
No. Well, no, not yet. I'm saving it.
Okay. I was assuming you were both transcended. Giving you the chance to protect someone.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess, would we have to be transcended to protect them? If so, then I would probably dissipate because I don't trust Archibald because I don't fucking know him. But I would have used the transcendence to protect Frin.
Yeah, sorry. We talked about you both transcending last time, so I had assumed you were both transcending.
Yeah, then that would have been the case. Because I don't want anyone to know, but to survive the explosion,
Hold on. Can I look at something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
So if I am transcended, I have 4 kind of moves while I'm transcended, right? And then it's over.
Oh, and Cam was totally right about the special armor, by the way. You can combine resistant rolls. Yeah, you can. Well, you can't get rid of a harm once you've taken it, but you can combine it with a resistance roll. So you could combine your special armor, and so basically that would be the difference, is you either take the level 1 harm or you take no harm if you transcend.
The irony of the person who can't transcend remembering transcended mechanics.
I know. You're the little,
I thought you were right, but I needed to double check because
you're the little birdie.
It seemed
on my
OP,
shoulder.
But also they can only do it once.
Yeah, it's
does that count as a move then? As like one of the 4 moves, like getting rid of the arm while transcended,
or resisting it?
No, you just lose the armor.
You just use your armor, not lose your armor.
You're
making use of it. Come on,
use.
You get it back once you are done the mission.
So
I do think using armor to not get exploded is probably a legitimate use, the most legitimate use, honestly.
I think Argus is, because the cat's already out of the bag for Argus and Archie, so he will transcend and resist that.
And Anya,
harm.
Are you resisting the 1 harm?
I am doing whatever is necessary to protect Frin, and if that means transcending, then yeah, I did transcend. If I can't transcend again this mission, I would stay. But if I can transcend again, I would dissipate it because I don't trust Archie and I don't know the area we're in and I don't want to draw attention. I just want to get my friends out.
What do you mean dissipate it?
Like, you transcend, right? And then whatever it is to stop transcendence.
You cannot transcend again on a mission. If I'm remembering correctly.
Then I just stay transcended,
So, the dust settles, and we just see these 2 outlines in the dust as it settles. How are you protecting the people you chose? Are you using your abilities? Also, remove the damage. You got no harm. You both... spend your special armor, I'm assuming. If you don't have to spend your special armor, you would take the level 1 harm that I mentioned, which is disoriented.
I'm going to take the harm.
You're going to take the harm. Okay.
And not spend my armor yet.
Okay. So we see these 2 outlines. Argus, you look completely fine. How are you protecting Archibald?
I want to get physically close to Archibald because I want to do some sneaky stuff. Uh-huh. So I want to tackle him to the ground pretty roughly. So that even though he is saved from the blast, I hope he is a little disoriented or something for a few moments so that I can try to steal from him.
Yeah, he still gets disoriented. Full success for them all would still be disoriented. Like, okay. The only reason you're coming out of this unscathed is because you resisted and you use your special mm-hmm. armor when you transcended. Okay. They're not coming out of this unscathed like you are. Mm-hmm. So Archibald is tackled to the ground and you are physically on top of him. Are you putting up a barrier? What is this magic that you are using? What does it look like?
I think it's kind of that flickering again. Where only half the stuff is hitting us because we're really only here we're flickering in and out. So like there's moments where it's like shrapnel just passes through us almost. Where we would be, and then we come back, and then a few things might hit us, but I take the brunt of it with his back or however he's covering.
He's he like hands over his face, like eyes shut so tightly, screaming. He is still conscious at the end of this, if not a little bruised. Anya, you are the reason Frin is not fully dead. What does this look like? You still get a little bit of damage. You're still disoriented at the end of this. And Frin is still unconscious after this explosion, but still alive. What did you do? What does this look like for you?
I think because when Anya transcends, they become a bit fuzzy, just in terms of like their aura becomes what the mass of their body is. That transcends to Frin, who they were holding. That transfers, I mean. So it's kind of like almost as if Frin is absorbed by the effect, and Anya, while the explosion is happening, tucks them into her arms, but is launched by the force into a wall and is sort of a little bit, the standard. Stands very barely and sort of loses her footing as she collapses onto the ground, still clutching Frin, but winded and level one harm disoriented.
And as the dust starts to settle, first off, you can't really hear anything. There's a ringing in your ears. I imagine, Argos, you're maybe the only one who can hear what's going on, and they're screaming. There's screaming, there's yelling, people are confused, people are scared, and you see Leloyd, this person you don't really know but came along with Anya, is slumped over at the edge of the dining hall. You can see that they're still breathing, but they are unconscious and passed out. You also hear, you actually can hear this. No one else can hear this because, well, no one in the explosion can hear this. You hear a distant voice yelling your name, and you can't quite make it out yet, but just very faintly, you just hear, Argus! Argus!
Wow. Like, do I get a sense of the direction, or does it seem kind of disembodied? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's from the front area of the building, and it is getting louder.
Oh, wait, okay, right. Okay, I think I know who it is, okay. Right, okay.
Do you all leave the building? Do you continue to leave the building?
Can I try to steal from Archie first?
Yeah.
I want to try to steal his watch.
I thought you might.
It's okay if I can't. I just want to try.
Conscious. He's conscious, just so you know, just to be clear.
Can I knock him out? Oh no, the explosion.
Oh no.
Is that a waste of a move? I don't know.
Do you want to do it? You could do it. Yeah. I'll let you do it.
Yeah.
It's a defy.
Defy. Okay. Glad I put another point in defy.
Okay, risky? Great. So our protagonist is just knocking this guy out after making sure that he remains conscious. Given that you are trying to steal this extremely magical item while this person is conscious, who you are literally on top of, I'm going to say it's actually a desperate, limited, which is the worst position you can have, worst position in effect you can have. Like, it's really, it's really hard to steal from someone who is right there and who is literally, this item is, he is like never not holding it. He's never not clutching it. It's hard. So I guess it's going to be a hard thing.
Let me think about that. Let me, you're having me reconsider my choices.
Your actions.
I just want to portray the fiction.
I think
honestly.
You're right. I think you're right. And I think I needed that reality check. let's see.
Hey, but things are hectic. Maybe you do something that isn't very logical.
Yeah, I'm probably a little. Okay, so when you push yourself, choose one of the following benefits. I could places. I briefly remove an ally from Pharaoh's flow of time. Okay. Yeah, I imagine I'm just like I've tackled him to the ground. And I just want to put him in like a sleeper hold or something.
All right. That is a desperate limited. Do you want to change that somehow?
Yeah,
do you
want to
ask? You are or you are not trying to steal his watch?
I think
you're trying to knock him out first, and then you're going to try and steal his watch.
Yeah, I want to knock him out and see if I successfully knock him out.
Yeah, if you knock him out, then stealing the watch is trivial. So this is sort of the same
thing. Same thing, though. I think you're right. I think that's still a reasonable thing. And but because I'm transcended. Does that change?
You're right.
Like,
actually,
can I
it would
spend some stress or something on top. Or not
it
stress,
would actually be desperate standard because you're transcended. Everything you do is sort of a effect greater than normal when you're transcended. So you are desperate standard. Yep.
And if I were to spend, like, I have a link with Anya. Actually, I'm going to save that. This is kind of silly. So I'm not going to spend.
I don't know. This seems kind of important since the guy can literally stop time.
Yeah,
well, the
real
question is there a folding chair and does that give you an advantage?
Stone cold over here. I'm going to use a link from Anya to clear some stress slash spend some stress on.
When you do that, you can choose one other person to also clear stress.
Yeah. Who's stressed right now? Anya, you stressed? Clear that stress then. I think I don't know who has higher stress, but
not me. I've got two.
Oh, congrats. You're doing it.
I've got way more than two.
I didn't get exploded, so that helps.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, remove two stress.
And then I'm pretty much adding two stress again for increasing
but
the
but Anya adds removes two stress. Yeah.
So still desperate, but then this improves
the effect.
But my spending of stress gives me an extra die, right? Or it changes the
yes,
effect.
Or okay. You could change it again to great, or you could change the position to risky instead of desperate.
Oh, maybe I'll do that.
So risky standard?
Yeah, risky standard because I already have two. Wait, oh, sorry, I am transcended. Risky, a lot of options here. Risky standard. Transcended, yes. Bonus dice.
Hey, would you like some teamwork since we don't have to worry about distance anymore?
Oh, yeah. What can you help me?
Yeah, I was going to say, I would probably yell, everyone get down as a set up a teammate, set up another character with your action. So establishing that there is continued danger.
And I was going to assist. We can figure out what that looks like since I am very far away, but that would give you a bonus die.
So I want to improve your position.
Okay, so it sounds like you want to do a setup action?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are you using to roll for that?
It just says teamwork, set up another...
It says with your action, so you need to do an action to set them up.
An action.
So you're yelling, so it sounds like you're using express?
Mm-hmm.
I could also see an argument for conceal, so either one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And this is risky standard, just it's the same because it's a setup action.
I am transcended. It doesn't change anything. Hey,
yeah. Well,
holy shit. One
get
second.
Ye down.
I have to look. Okay, so you just crit.
No, that's a zero dice.
Oh, it's a zero dice, not a two dice. Holy shit. You rolled two sixes. All right. fully helping. You fully help, and there's no extra consequences to you. So yeah, you can give, what are you giving? Are you giving plus one die or greater effect?
It says get plus one effect.
Or position.
The die is for assisting, which is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. So just so I'm clear, one, you are using you're using stress, and then you're using a link to clear that immediately.
Correct.
To change this to risky instead of desperate. And now you got set up. So now you are either changing the position or effect, and you get a plus one D because you're being helped by Tiffany. The memory of Tiffany comes up to your mind, thinking about how Tiffany is out there alone and you need to get to her or else something horrible will happen to her. Just like every time.
Just like every time I leave Tiffany alone. Okay.
Hey. Memory of putting Tiffany in a headlock.
Tiffany, meanwhile, doing fine. Actually doing quite good.
Actually killing it.
I'll have you know.
Just like camera cuts to Tiffany, like fully calm, everyone else orderly line, camera cuts back, absolute chaos.
I'm giving someone the chair.
I'm wondering if like in any way Tiffany would be like assisting by having like at some point for some reason been like talking about how to knock people out for some bizarre reason. Like is that a thing?
Is that a thing Tiffany knows?
Tiffany's like, if you turn off a drain of oxygen for a certain amount of time, they just fall asleep. And I'm like,
right. You just like, you had this like info in your brain and you were just sharing it one day without like thinking about knocking someone else wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, or even, you know, like as a part of her studies, like did background biology studies and like, oh yeah, by the way, you know, if you block the artery, it cuts off blood flow. It's not about cutting off the air. It's weird. I never knew that's how it works.
So Argus, what is this? This is a plus one D risky standard, but you're changing either risky to controlled or standard to great. Which is it?
I want great effect.
All right. So it's a risky great.
Risky great transcended. Plus one D. Yes. Plus one D. If I still fail, this will be like such a waste of
what is your base stat? What is your base stat?
My base stat is two.
So you're getting three dice.
I'm getting three dice.
You just need a four, five, or six. Four or five would be quite bad still with risky.
All right.
A six would be really good.
All right. Let's go.
There we go.
Hey!
That's a one.
Wow.
A two and a six.
The stress I feel.
Ooh. I know this wouldn't have been the same roll without, but goodness, that third die is feeling really good right now.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You do it flawlessly where you're like phasing him in and out. And as things start to settle, you kick your leg in a way where like the table starts to collapse on him and he doesn't even notice. And it sort of knocks him out cold. And he is out cold. You take he's still like grabbing his stopwatch, not a stopwatch, his pocket watch, time controller. You take it?
I take it.
When you touch it, when you pick it up, something happens. You feel this sort of energy coursing through you. What is an item that Argus thinks is most precious to them? What do you imagine an item to look like that is most precious to you? What is the form it takes?
What is the form it takes? It's going to be a small carved totem of some kind, maybe something my grandfather made for me.
Oh, and you like lost a totem long ago and it looks just like that.
Maybe it was just something he made for me, but it was long gone, yeah.
Yeah, as you touch it, it sort of phases out of time and comes back into time in your hand, this twitching sensation. I was going to write up a move for this because I kind of suspected you were going to do this. You can use it whenever you want. There is a role associated with this. I'll have to write it out formally, but when you use it, you will have to roll.
Okay. Right now, I'm not going to use it. I'm throwing it into my...
Okay.
Whatever pocket I have the coin in, I'm throwing it in there. Yes, and there's three unconscious people. Oh, Lloyd.
Yeah,
and
everyone's unconscious
because
they're both unconscious, and you just knocked out Archibald, the only one who remained conscious through that.
Did I do that? Oh, my God.
Argus is a little shit. Holy crap.
Oh, no. Oopsie. Okay, I'm going to leave Archie now. I'm done with him.
You're just leaving him there?
Yeah. I mean, I'll remove the table a little bit so he's not going to die or something, but I want to get away from this guy.
Okay. As you are all, are you picking up Lloyd?
Yeah, I want to check on Anya and then pick up maybe, yeah, Lloyd's more injured, right?
Lloyd, it took the level 3 harm and is unconscious. Yeah. I imagine Archibald, basically, you just gave Archibald the level 3 harm by yourself.
Oops. Okay. Who, me? Let's go.
Yeah. Lloyd is unconscious. Anya looks a little knocked around, but is still good. Frin, unconscious in sort of the folds of Anya's fuzziness.
Okay.
There's still the yelling of your name.
Okay, yeah. Right. I'll pick up Lloyd. Yeah. I'll say, Anya, we have to get out of here. And then go towards the entrance to the person calling my name.
As you are heading out the door to the dining room table, front door in sight, you can see that the rest of the building, there's people running around frantically. Like, people were running around when you got here, but they didn't look terrified. The other thing you notice is you start to see people coming down from an elevator, and people are running out of the building through the foyer that you are on, sort of the catwalk, fancy catwalk of. There's like 2 spiral stairs up to the floor that you're on, and the front door is at the bottom of these 2 stairs. You see people just running out the door. As you are starting to head out, you start to hear the building groan. And I think we're going to cut over to Tiffany as we just hear this groaning start to like come from a building that is starting to shake, and it fades to black as we still hear this groaning. And the groaning turns into a background noise, and the background noise is of this tree engine that is just rumbling and getting ready for things and people shouting, but in a more controlled manner. You know, make sure you're getting all of the supplies from last night. We need this. We can leave this. It's very controlled. Tiffany, you've got your data. What is your top priority right now in terms of getting everybody to be safe?
I mean, just trying to make sure that everyone is taking only what's necessary, but still grabbing what is necessary. And currently we're scanning for a cave that we could all hide out in. Though presumably, unless the cave is very, very close, in which case someone would probably already know about it, we'll need to travel by ship anyway. So probably trying to get people onto the ship.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're in the prairies, which is very flat. And there is actually it depends how long you search. I would give you some information. It wouldn't necessarily be helpful to you at this point. But how long are you spending looking for a cave system?
I mean, until we have as many people loaded onto the ship as we can get, honestly. If the ship is there and it's got the sensors, what more, like, we might as well have it be scanning passively while we're loading people up, right?
So you and Gish are in the lab that you were in before?
Well, presumably Gish is. Like, he doesn't need me to help him.
I see.
Gish's gender, actually. What are the pronouns here?
They/she.
They/she, right. So, Gish does not need my help, you know, working their device. So I'm going to be out among my, you know, people.
Your community, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, being a recognizable figure, giving them information, trying to keep things calm while Gish is scanning and I'm loading people up.
Mm-hmm. As you're loading people up, I think it occurs to you that you haven't seen Ida in a while.
Well, that's important. I am going to look for Ida.
So you are going to look for Ida. I think you are like delegating your job. You like see Lev and wave them over and sort of like instill them with the job you were just doing, explain it extremely well. I'm sort of letting your six from before roll on this one. Just a little, I might, this is maybe the last time you're going to get a roll off that six, but you know what you're doing. You're instilling your cousin with knowledge in terms your brother. Aren't we all cousins? No, you're instilling your brother with the knowledge of, like, basically make sure you're saying this to people as they're passing by so that they know X, Y, and Z as they're getting onto the ship. And he nods, and a hand on your shoulder is like, I'm really proud of you, Tiff, and gets to work.
Tiffany has half a second of looking like a deer in the headlights because she has no idea how to process that statement, and then goes to look for Ida.
Yeah, you're looking around the camp for Ida, and you eventually, it takes you a while, you go to, like, your lab, you know, maybe Ida's there. Nope. You go to your quarters, maybe Ida's, like, around there. Nope. As you're wandering back from there, you see that Ida is talking to someone who you would be somewhat familiar with. This person's a white person with short auburn hair and big glasses, soft features, and freckles. They have sort of these layered robes on them that are, like, very warm, very inappropriate for the weather right now, but they sort of have this, like, flowy robe that they're wearing that's, like, blues and yellows, that's good for the heat. But then they sort of have, like, 10 blankets draped over them, clearly taking these to people. But you can see it's a little warm to be wearing 10 blankets over you, because if people are going into shock, they're still going to be cold, even if it's warm. And you see Ida talking to this person. You would know that this person is Nissa Landvetter, Argos's cousin. People have cousins and brothers. Sorry, I confused that. But this is Argos's cousin, and you see that she is talking to Ida, and Ida's sort of, like, sweating, sort of, like, looking a little, also deer in the headlights, I think catches your eye and points at you. You can't hear the conversation. Nissa looks at you and goes to step in front of Ida to try and stop her from going to you.
Man, I'm just going to walk right up.
Yeah, you walk over and you're starting to hear the conversation, and you're hearing Nissa say, no, there is a reason that you were there, and I want to know why. You didn't need to be there. And Ida says, I really need to go. I can't be here. Tiffany needs my help.
What's going on here?
Nissa turns to you and says, I just caught Ida sneaking around near Reinhold's place, and I don't know why. And she won't explain it to me.
This seems like a problem for another time.
Yes, this is what I've been trying to explain. This isn't the time for this, Nissa. And do you want to give me a... empathize? Either an express or an empathize. I would say make an express with standard effect and an empathize with great effect.
Okay, I'll get one at either. So risky position.
I would say, yeah, I'd say this is risky. Mm-hmm.
Okay, risky, great, empathize.
You don't want like a poison promise or anything like that?
No, I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure. Uh-huh. When does Tiffany roll poorly? Not now. That's for sure. Not now. Shit.
That's just a six. That's a six.
That's a flat six.
One dice and you got a six. Board. Holy shit.
That makes four sixes.
These rolls.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. All right. Let's go. Nissa sort of looks embarrassed almost as you're empathizing. How are you empathizing? You feel in this moment like you are thinking back to times that you have not understood people. In this moment, you get why people might be stressed. You get why Nissa might be wanting to understand things in this moment. You, just an hour ago or so, were asking questions of Bellamy that in the middle of everything being kind of intense, and Anya had to pull you away. You see a little bit of yourself in Nissa, even, and you know what that feeling is like. What do you say?
Yeah. Look, I'm not saying that we won't get into it. Of course, there's a lot going on right now, and it's... sorry, I'm a little bit freaked out right now, so I'm not at my best. My apologies. We need to get the tree right now, because there is a storm coming, and if you just remember this, and we will come back, we'll talk about it. We will get to the bottom of things, but please do make your way to the tree right now.
I'm sorry, Tiffany, and I'm sorry, Ida. I didn't mean to snap. I don't know where Argos is, and I'm just worried. I just have a bad feeling, you know?
Argos is back in town with Anya, and don't worry, they're both amazing, so they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, they are. Okay, where do you need me, Tiffany?
If you can just make your way, take what's most important, but nothing too big, nothing too bulky. We're trying to fit as many people on that tree ship as possible.
Got it.
It's so big.
Yeah. Sorry. And she goes and starts helping people out, leaving you and Ida. I think Ida, not really looking at you, sort of looking at the ground, is like, yeah, I'll go help too.
Just a sec.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's important that Nyssa gets to doing things. I've packed up everything that I need. I'm good. So, why?
I should probably go pack some things up too.
Okay, I'll help
some
you.
Stuff at the lab. No, it's okay. I got this. You seem like people need you right now.
You're trying to avoid something.
Give me a, if you would like, a perceive.
I'd rather not perceive. I'm bad at that.
You can do an analyze with a limited effect, or you can do perceive with standard. You don't have to do either, though.
Well, considering that the difference between the two is 0 or 2, I'm going to analyze even for the limited effect.
This is controlled, by the way. This is so either a controlled limited or a controlled standard.
I'll do controlled limited. That's fine.
Okay. All right.
4.
All right. That's a 4. I think what happens, it's a 4, so you succeed. You realize Ida is hiding something. There's no question about it. In fact, you think back, and there's something that doesn't quite add up, you remember. When you were on the bike ride over here, Ida said that she got you something. And then she tore a page out of her notebook.
Hmm.
However, on a mix success, you see Ida, almost like an animal backed into the corner, gets a little frustrated and is like, Tiffany, can you just leave me alone? I don't want to be around you right now. You're stressing me out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm confused.
You always do this. You get into other people's business and then you act like you're innocent. I'm sorry. I need to be alone right now.
Oh, okay. Lives are at stake.
You've got this, Tiffany. Everyone seems to think you do.
I don't know why.
She's walking away. Do you follow her? She's not like running away from you. She just begins to walk away from you.
No. I think mostly, like, here's the thing. Tiffany responded in a confused way. That's not to say she isn't really hurt by what was just said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fair. So it is controlled. So, like, it's not the worst thing that could happen, but maybe it's not the best thing that could have happened.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good beat.
So what do you do now, Tiffany?
Now, Tiffany...
You're just left standing there alone.
Spends slightly longer than she should just standing there alone, and then she'll go back to trying to help organize people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As you're walking back to the area of loading people, you walk past Reinhold's sort of setup, and you see that the door is ajar. You don't have to, you can walk right by it and get back to your job.
I'm gonna walk right in.
You open the door and you look around and the room is a mess.
Hmm.
It's been tossed.
Yep.
Drawers are pulled out. Things are like thrown over. There's a cabinet that's just fully just like fallen over. And you see almost this like fake double wall behind the cabinet has been torn open and is empty.
Hmm. Well, I am going to look for anything that looks very important and gather it up because Reinhold isn't here to do it himself.
That's very kind of you. Yeah, you start to look around. You have sort of training equipment. There's a couple things from Yuvie that's here. Like, Yuvie's been training with Reinhold, and you see that there's sort of like a Yuvie has like a little training outfit at this point. And you see some of Argus's stuff as well. You see Argus similarly probably has like a training staff or whatever. The different weapons, probably like a blade of some sort, a training blade, as well as a halberd. Just various martial arts weaponry for training, as well as some documents in Reinhold's desk that are kind of... Do you open anything that looks private? Do you go through it?
I don't really have time right now.
Okay, you're just grabbing some documents that are in a locked... It was a locked desk. You can see that the lock has been broken. Sort of just torn right off. And it's a little scattered, but you clean it up. You shove it in a bag. And you... What else are you grabbing? Anything of UVs or Argus's?
I mean, the main thing, I'm just, right now, I'm trying to gather up all the important stuff, which is probably more than one person can easily carry. Also, yes. Cover up the false wall, like the torn down false wall. And then once everything that looks very important has been gathered, I'm going to try and find some people to help me take it to the ship.
All right. I don't think that's too hard. People are listening to you right now. They might be Reinhold's asking why you're in Reinhold's place, though.
He didn't seem to be here, and I thought, you know, he's got a lot of important stuff, so it probably should be brought along rather than have it get destroyed by a storm. Sorry about the mess, but I mean, if it's all going to get broken, I figured it might as well be fast, not calm, right?
I think maybe one of the people, unfortunately, was Quill, who you grabbed to help you. Quill, argumentative as ever, is like, but Reinhold usually has his door locked. Why was it unlocked? How did you get in here?
It was unlocked now. I don't know what to tell you, Quill.
Typical.
People look, are you going to help me carry stuff to the ship? To the ship? Or are you going to do this? Like, we have a deadline here.
Are you trying to hide anything here?
A little bit. But, like, very implicitly.
Yeah, I would say you could do it. You could do a conceal with great effect if you wanted to just get this off your back. Or you could do an express with a standard.
I'll do express. Because, again, I actually have that.
Controlled standard.
Controlled standard. I think I'm going to do the typical push myself but burn a link with with Anya to get a bonus right. die.
And who gets the extra stress that's cleared?
Who's more stressed between Anya and Argus?
Probably me. I have
Argus, yeah.
There you go. Clear two stress.
Oh, thank you. That's big. That's big. Thank you.
That's a 2 and a 4.
There we go. Mixed success. 2 and 4. Yeah, you say this, and someone just like is like, yeah, Quill, like, what the hell? This is not the time for this. We can think about this later. As someone's backing you up and says, don't worry, Tiffany, we'll take care of Quill. You know, get him busy, get him on the lines to help people. And, you know, Quill is not an issue for you. Quill looks fucking furious. Quill's like, I'm your superior, da 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 da, I'm better than you, blah, 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 blah.
Tiffany can't quite stop the smile that happens, like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah, and you see this sort of, like, raged look of Quill just glancing back at you. on a mixed success, you feel that this is not over for Quill.
Who's surprised?
Yeah, but it's over for now. Who cares?
Exactly. There are bigger fish to fry.
People help you get a bunch of Reinhold's things and load them up into the ship, and you get back to work.
Yeah, I will also try to find Ida again at some point soon.
So do you go back to helping people load the ship, or once you're done, it takes you maybe 30 minutes to like load all the stuff up, and between all the searching and whatnot, I'm going to say it's been about 30 minutes. Do you continue to help out, or do you go and look for Ida?
I'm going to look for Ida, like, while still helping, you know, as I walk around, direct people best I can while also looking for Ida. So, you know, like, doing neither as best as I can, but still doing both.
If you had to focus on one over the other, which one's the priority right now?
The priority has to be helping people. The priority has to be helping people. Like, all she right. really wants
I'm
it to be
roll,
Ida.
Yeah, I'm going to roll 2d6 to see how your progress is going. I added a d6 since you're focusing on helping people. Let's see how the progress is going along. It's a 5. So you're making good progress. You're on track. I think you were given... Gish has somehow tuned into your walkie-talkie, and you hear Gish's voice over the speakers giving you an update on the storm, saying, "The storm is closing in. We have less than 6 hours before it is on top of us, and we're only at 20% capacity loaded so far." 20% capacity, of course, is like 5,000 people.
Yeah.
So you're making good time, but yeah, as long as things stay on track, you should be good, but just as a status update.
Any progress on finding a place to put people, or are we just looking at the ship?
Right now, it looks like the ship is a good, safe haven, but interestingly enough, we never got to explore the city, but there is a series of tunnels under Fine Zaun drilled into the cliffside that seem to go down right to the base of the waterfall. It's enough room where we could, theoretically, temporarily find a space for everybody.
Well, that's big, especially since everything that's not strictly necessary is probably going to get destroyed. So that's excellent.
I see why they are trusting you, Tiffany. You seem like a good leader.
Okay. Thank you. I am.
I think you ask, "I am," and you get to the lab at that point and you see Ida in a rush putting things away. I think that's where we'll cut back to Argos and Anya.